don't want to hear you.
Kick me out, kick me out.
I don't want to hear you, no.
Kick me out.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Owen. And this is Toodat, Two Dudes Assorted Tunes. So, I've been trying to get in contact with Garber for the last, like, probably good 10 or so minutes. About 15 minutes. And so, at this point, I'm just going to start the show. Y'all know what it is. One dude right now, maybe two in a sec. Depends on if he ever shows up. But we got some assorted tunes. So we're going to start out with you today. Something I've been listening to a lot lately. Coming straight off of the Black Panther soundtrack. King's Dead, Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, Future, and James Blake. So check it out.
Miss me with that bush. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that look. MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that look. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back look. Do it, bite back look. Need two life jacks look. I ain't gon' hold you. Pressure, never control you. I ain't gon' front you. Keep it 100, I don't know you. Boss like top dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter stepping, got a hall of fame in all my poster. I've been ready, my whip been ready, my been ready, my click been ready, my been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know, unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, Menage twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bush.
You're not a gang member, you a tourist. I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass
for the weekend.
I got 100,000 and I freaked it.
I
made 500,000 and I freaked it. I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Cause baby mama tryna sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I freaked it.
I
haven't made my mind up, should I keep it? I got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady daddy da, slime on me now. Pass me some, me in the car. Lady daddy da, on the front lawn. Chitty chitty bang, murder everything.
I'm on the roll and I put that on the game.
Yeah, miss me with that bush. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
What you want? Change
back, and we have a surprise today. Boom. There's a reason why Garber was late.
Yo, hey, you gotta turn my volume up.
I did. Oh, never mind. There's a reason why Garber was late.
Hello.
And it's because he's here.
Yep.
In the studio.
Surprise.
With me. And so the show goes on.
I guess. Yeah, so I am
I'm
here.
Less bitter now than I was before.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to be a half hour late, there's got to be some actual reason for it.
Now, were you here already, or were you still driving up?
Well, I was in the car, which is why I didn't set up Teal for you.
Okay, so you were still... So at 11 o'clock, you weren't ready to do a show.
No.
So it's a good thing that I lost track of time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I am not a prepared man.
All right.
I just decide that I'm going to do cool things, and then they just happen, and sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't.
And so here we are.
Yep, it's Two Dat.
Two Dudes.
Assorted Tunes, live in the studio for the first time in, like, forever.
And quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
So we have music.
We do have music.
Music is here.
I don't know what order you put all the music
in. I just kind of did it a little bit random, so we'll see how this goes.
Neato.
What is this song? This is a group, Cherry Glazer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this one's really cool.
Okay.
My friend Abby likes this band a lot, and she showed them to me, and I listened to both of their albums today, and I was like, oh, yeah, these guys rock. I totally forgot. But it's a female vocalist.
Cool.
I believe a female drummer, and I think the bassist is a dude. So they're not quite perfect, but you know.
Girl power and that stuff.
Yeah. So
all
this
that
is
GS.
I guess this is to prove to you that I don't hate all screamy female vocalists.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, you gave me a lot of crap about El Tigre. So
yeah, La Tigre. Oh, you're going to enjoy what I have later then. Okay.
Okay.
So, here's Cherry Glazer with Nurse Ratched.
Nurse Ratched.
That's Ratched.
Ratched.
It says, whatever.
Ratched! Yeah.
Do that.
Eyes like daggers burn through his skin. You so-called master, where do I begin? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Right?
Yeah, no, it was enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. The whole,
quite the time.
The whole album is like that.
Really?
Yeah, I was actually considering picking that for album of the week, but then I didn't get another, you know, one of those.
Yeah, so, well, you got time.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It'll be one eventually, I'm sure.
I want another album of the week so bad. I want to put Midnight Vultures by Beck up there.
Oh, God, do you want everyone to hate you?
Why? But it's also, such a good album.
But also love you at the same time?
It's such a good album. No one would hate me.
Well, I mean, it's super weird, first off.
Yeah, but everyone loves weird.
Okay. All right, in the right crowd. Okay, I see it.
Everyone loves weird. Second off, I really just want anyone who doesn't know what this cover looks like, which you all should, because it's beautiful.
You just want that on the wall.
I really also just want this on the wall, because it's weird. It's weird.
It's just pink
and I
pants.
Love it.
It's pink leather pants on a green background.
With Beck making a... Well, not, it's not Beck, but like a doll... That is there making a interesting gesture connecting to the other pink pants. I don't know. I love it. It's a weird album.
Oh, of course it is.
I still want to get it on vinyl, but it's $200, so I'm hoping that they remaster it soon. Marissa got me You've Come a Long Way, Baby.
Ooh.
Because Vinyl Me Please remastered that.
Ooh.
My other Vinyl Me Please my Vinyl Me Please album.
Did you sign up for that?
My name is Jeffrey. I did not. Okay. I only buy their specialty stuff. But they did have Whatever You Say I Am, That's What I'm Not.
Right, they remastered that too.
Yeah.
I have the original release of that just from the Amazon, but they put it on like gray marble vinyl or something.
It looks really good.
For the new one?
Yeah, like coffee colored.
Yeah, I was thinking about buying it, and then I'm like, wait, but I already have this, so...
No, that's fair. I have two copies of Operation Doomsday.
That's because I bought you both, forgetting you had one already.
I know. But no,
oops.
My other Vinyl Me Please record, which is the Young Thug, No, My Name is Jeffrey album, is worth, on average, on Discogs, around $110.
Yeah, that's pretty freaking neat.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that this one also appreciates in a similar way, because I logged all of my records on Discogs, and on average, I think at most, at the highest value, my record collection is worth a little over $1,000. At an average value, it's worth about $800, and at a low value, it's about $600.
See, that's impressive, because...
I don't have a record player.
Yeah, but you also don't have that many records.
I have 29.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, right?
Right, yeah.
Like
I have
it's
I, look, listen
it's
look.
Literally just Demon Days and Jeffrey that are lifting up that average. That's it. That's all it is.
I mean, I have like something like 700 records.
Yeah.
And I don't have them all on Discogs, but I've, you know,
logged a good number.
Yeah, well, I've loosely appraised at least most of
them. Well,
you
have that whole spreadsheet that I love.
Yeah, but like I loosely appraised all of them, and I'm looking at like 3,000 or like 3,500 maybe.
Okay.
So that's very impressive.
Thank you.
I do have a lot of dollar bin records, but they're all good, so it's okay.
Exactly. I mean, if you like them, worries.
If I like them and they make me happy.
That's right. But
then
no.
That's all that
I'm just really excited because You've Come a Long Way, Baby. And again, I'm just going to make people look up.
Yo, I did come a long way, baby.
You did. About 2 hours.
Yeah, actually, exactly 2 hours with like a half hour to stop and grab a burger. So I guess that's why I'm late.
Okay.
Oops.
But the...
It's definitely not because I forgot the show was at 11 and thought it was at 12 instead, but whatever.
It's all good.
That's not important.
My point is, everyone should look up this cover because the cover of the album is the reason why I wanted to have a record collection in the first place.
Really?
And yeah.
Of Midnight Vultures?
No. Of You Come a Long Way, Baby, because this is this whole like collection.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a little fold-out in the...
By the way, that's what mine looks
like
now.
The one I
now.
Just got. And that's what yours looks like now. I like it.
Yeah. I have like a 3x3 shelf of crates that have been stacked up. It looks like that.
Yeah.
It's real tight.
Here we go.
There's actually another crate like sitting up on top of it.
Add it to my collection.
Oh, yeah.
Now I have that too. Yeah. Already. It's selling. There's not 7 of these for sale, and the lowest price is $65.
Neato.
Right? So Vinyl Me Please remasters is the way to go, apparently.
I'm going to need to sign up for that crap.
Just start buying them, even if you don't like them, and just wait for them to gain value. That's the move, apparently.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a long-term business investment.
You know what? Maybe that's how we'll fund our business.
But that's the problem, is none of these records are ones I want to sell. You know what I mean?
Well, so buy two of them.
That's there you go. That's a thought.
What's there's a problem? All right. Well, the solution is clearly to buy more records.
To spend more money, because that's how
to buy more records, because that makes everything better.
Fair enough.
What's next? You did the order for this. So.
Yeah. So actually, I think I. Oh, never mind. Ooh. I almost accidentally. Ooh.
Okay, what? I saw that artist. I'm
this one?
Yeah.
Do you know them?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, because I did not. So I said it before, and this isn't a noise rock song.
It's from that record. I like.
Oh, good.
Oh boy.
Well, you already know this song, and now I'm disappointed. Or at least you like have heard it most likely before.
Right. Oh, okay. I've listened to this album like twice.
Yeah, no, I only listened to it once, but I like as I said
is
to
it
you
that
before.
Really drummy song at the beginning?
There's a lot of different solo stuff going on. It's cool. It's a cool song.
Okay.
But so we hung out with James this weekend because you also came up this weekend.
I did. I've been all over the place.
He mentioned something about noise rock, and I was like, I should listen to some noise rock. So then I did, and then this album came up when Spotify made a radio station, and I was like, oh, I like that. So I listened to the album, and I really liked this song off of it. This is not noise rock. This is classified as experimental rock.
Yeah.
Which just is rock. And so I figured we could give it a listen.
Well, let's do the thing, man.
This is by a group called Battles. The song is called Atlas. And now it's coming at eardrums.
Oh, boy.
We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, oh, that's stupid.
Uh-oh.
Because I added a song, so they add to the queue and then...
Ripperoonie.
Spotify.
Spoot-a-foo.
Spoot-a-fit. So, yeah, thanks for taking that adventure.
Yes. Yes, that song slaps, Owen.
Yes. It's quite fun.
Very slappy.
It's their top played song, which I didn't realize before we played it, but that makes sense.
Yeah, it's real tight. I dig.
So, if you like that, check out Battles. I think they're still making music. They put out an album in 2015. The cover is just breakfast food.
Neato. Oh, it's called La-Di-Daddy.
So.
La-Di-Daddy.
In fact, all of their albums recently have been food.
Oh.
These are ice. That's ice cream. That might also be ice cream.
I can't really
tell what that is. Well, yeah, a song called Ice Cream, so I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, I guess I like food.
And their first album's cover is just cool.
Yeah, it's a bunch of drums in a mirrored shop window. It's very nice. The album's called Mirrored, too, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good album. That's like everything on that is really cool.
So, yeah.
We
got more music.
That was Battles. Now here's something else.
Yes.
So this is a song that I forgot to put in the playlist and then was just like, hey, Owen, I forgot to put this in the playlist. So then he put it in the playlist. So I guess we're going to play it now. It's called Dismemberment. Or it's called The City by the Dismemberment Plan. And it's really neat. So check it out. The drumming is a lot of fun. To that.
Yeah!
Oh yeah. That song is an interesting tune that takes you to some very strange places.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's
very dark and groovy at the same time.
Which is my MO. So yeah,
dark and groovy.
That works well.
Oh yeah. Yes, I say that song can qualify in some extent as a jam.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would not be opposed to that classification.
One can jam to that song.
Yeet.
Yeah.
Much agreed.
Yes. What's next? I don't know what you did with the order.
This is the UMO.
Oh, okay. Neato. Yeah, this is a song that like kind of came out pretty recently. I don't know exactly when because I wasn't paying attention. But it's this year.
Yeah.
It's from Unknown Mortal Orchestra, who also makes pretty groovy music. But the new album is called Sex and Food, which is a good name for an album, I think
that's fair.
I mean, those are things that everybody likes, right?
Both of those things are on the triangle of human needs.
What's the other one? There's like three, so...
The hierarchy of needs.
Oh, yes.
It's physiological needs, safety needs, love and belonging, esteem, self-actualization, which can be split up into more concrete things, such as the bottom tier is breathing, food, water, sex, sleep, homeostasis, excretion.
Oh, boy.
Those are the most basic level of needs.
Sex and pooping.
That humans have. Yeah. Preferably not at the same time, but...
Right. Well, unless you're into that. Who knows?
I mean, I would say I'm not going to judge you, but that's a lie.
Yeah. Yeah, me
so,
too.
So, we actually...
I would also be judging you. Don't tell us if you
high
are.
School, in high school,
oh, God.
There was a fake bet on our basketball team.
Are we telling the Blumpkin story?
It's the Blumpkin story.
Oh, boy.
That the first person on the team who that could happen to... would be like, I guess the winner, but I feel like there's no real winners in that situation.
Yeah.
I don't think
this falls under the doesn't matter had sex
no.
banner.
It was a joke, and I want that to be very clear. It was a joke, and I was under the impression that no one intended to go through with it. And then, oh God, I can't remember if it was Alex or Corday. One of the two comes in one day super loud to the locker room. She's like, y'all, I have an announcement.
I win.
And no one had any idea what he was talking about because they're like, all right, cool, congratulations.
What you win?
So, of course, someone had to be like, what the hell are you talking about, Corday? And that was the day that all of our lives changed, not for the better. It's knowledge that I didn't need, and it's a thing that I didn't need to happen, especially not in our locker room.
Yeah.
And so...
I wasn't there, but I feel queasy as well.
Right? It's just not...
It's just unsettling, really.
So,
those of you that don't know what a Blumpkin is, continue your life not knowing
yes.
that. Please.
I was about to say, I feel bad for all our listeners, but the only listener is my mom, and I feel extra bad about the fact that now she knows that information.
Hey, it wasn't you.
It was not me, no.
Hey,
I want that to be very explicitly clear that under no circumstances would that be me.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that's
I bet we could jokingly convince Peter to try to make that happen.
Nope, we're done with this chapter of our lives. Here's Honeybee by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
to Milo's when we're done with all of the show.
But I'm saying there's a lot of show left.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're not going anywhere.
I'm surprised. People are fickle.
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 Fickle pickle.
It sounds like pickle.
It does.
It's pickle.
So yeah, that was Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Yes, they're V groovy.
They're very chill.
Yes. Chill and groovy.
That's your word of the night, huh?
I don't know, I guess. Groovy. I mean, we listened to two groovy songs in a row.
Well, here's a little bit of a change of pace.
Oh, yeah, this song is not very groovy, but I dig it, too. Actually, I put this in there because I was listening on the way up to this album and also their first album. And I could sing along to every single song on this album the whole way. And I was very satisfied with myself.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Owen.
What's the album?
It's Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
Cool.
And the song is called Hand of Doom. It's Ozzy Osbourne warning everyone about the dangers of doing drugs.
Side note, speaking of Doom, public service announcement, even though, again, the only person who's listening is my mom, and she's the one who told me about this.
Yo, shout out Owen's mom. But regardless,
public service announcement, MF Doom has a new album that he released with a dude called Czarface.
Oh, yeah.
And
I heard about that.
It's good.
Is it?
It's a good album.
I'm going to have to listen to it.
I liked it. I wanted to put something on here from that, but there's only one version, and it's explicit, and every song is explicit.
Like, that sounds like Doom.
So.
Yep.
So, yeah. Here's the Hand of Doom.
Yep.
Black Sabbath.
Ozzy telling you about drugs. Here we go.
Caught up with you. Now you wait your turn. You know there's no return. It was the bomb.
skin starts turning green. Your eyes no longer see. Life's reality. Start spinning round. You fall down to the ground. Feel your body heave. Death and starts to weave.
So don't do drugs, kids.
Bom, bom. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
Says Ozzy Osbourne.
That's right.
That was, we'll call that our first public service announcement,
I call
guess.
That Hypocrites on Ice. So.
That's an extended long-form public service announcement.
We do have to do a, we have to do a public service announcement. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to help inform the public about what's going on in the world today.
Okay. And let me so, pop over so I can watch this video.
Recently, there have been, if you haven't heard about this, I'll give you some background. There have been some congressional hearings surrounding Facebook.
Facebook.
And their interaction with Cambridge Analytica during the 2016 election to basically take people's data, both public and private, and utilize it for Cambridge Analytica to allow Donald Trump to run very specifically targeted ads at people to maximize their ability to do so. And you might be saying to yourself, but Owen, Barack Obama during his two campaigns also used Facebook data to target people, and that was one of the key points of him winning his election. And that is true. But the key difference, the key distinction here, is that Barack Obama's campaign used data which was publicly available. It used data that users had available, accessible to the public, not just to specific friends, but if you had your profile on public and you had like specific public data, they were able to utilize that. They could not use things like your Facebook messages, your private posts, and things that you don't release to the public, which is the big issue right now going on with the Zuckerberg trial. And why kind of scrambling to figure out a new way to kind of frame this new age of social media, as well as kind of a way to access data, big data, using the internet. What is and isn't allowed, what should be available. This is kind of about that.
So they wanted to go and look at everybody's big data, and everyone's like, no, you can't see my big data. That's
but then
private.
They did it anyway.
That's private. You can't look at my big data.
Exactly.
I did not consent to this.
But then they did it anyway.
Right.
And so Mark Zuckerberg,
they looked at all the big data,
as a representative of Facebook Corporation, is in congressional hearings currently basically assessing what they've done that was legal and what they've done which should be within legal bounds, and kind of not even just like for their specific trial, but kind of trying to help frame what laws we should have surrounding internet data, internet access, and how we utilize these new technologies moving forward. It's really interesting if you neglect the fact that people's private information were basically utilized without the permission, and kind of they were manipulated as a result. And so, yeah, I also think it's funny that while the Facebook trial is happening, that we haven't yet had a trial for the company that exposed millions of people's credit information, but that's neither here nor there. So anyway,
we'll deal with this one at a time.
This video is not quite about that. This calls Mark Zuckerberg explains the internet to old people, but it's on CNET, so I'm going to count it as a public service announcement.
It's legit.
So sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy that good, good Zuck. I can't. You got to get your... Expect. Ah! What?
I don't like that at all. I don't know what just happened. It's because our mics are too close together.
It's because you have them cranked, man.
I don't... They're the same level they were at before.
All right, turn mine off. Turn mine off.
I'm not gonna turn. Okay.
All right.
I'll try this
you,
again.
You can hear me on yours. That's we'll deal with it.
It's not running sound. I don't know.
That is bizarre. Find the internet link. Maybe that has.
Sound. Well, it should be.
Oh wait. Hold up. Is This
right.
This is very strange. Go open the volume mixer.
It shouldn't have to. It should be.
No. Right click. Playback devices.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. Is... I'm not playback. Volume mixer's right there. My bad. Huh.
Oh, it's muted. I don't know why it's muted. That's weird.
Firefox.
Yeah, I didn't mean to open up Firefox. I accidentally clicked it, and I was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to live with this mistake now.
Yep. All right.
So.
Hit go. All
right. Round two.
It's a sustainable business model in which users don't pay for your service.
Senator, we run ads.
If I'm emailing within WhatsApp, does that ever inform your advertisers?
No, we don't see any of the content in WhatsApp. It's fully encrypted.
Right, but is there some algorithm that spits out some information to your ad platform? And then, let's say I'm emailing about Black Panther within WhatsApp. Do I get a Black Panther banner ad?
Senator, we don't... Facebook systems do not see the content of messages being transferred over WhatsApp.
Yeah, I know, but that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking about whether these systems talk to each other without a human being touching it.
Senator, I think the answer to your specific question is if you message someone about Black Panther on WhatsApp, it would not inform any ads.
Okay.
There have been reports that Facebook can track a user's internet browsing activity
even
after that user has logged off of the Facebook platform. Can you confirm whether or not this is true?
Senator, I want to make sure I get this accurate, so it would probably be better to have my team follow up.
So you don't know?
I know that people use cookies on the internet, and that you can probably correlate activity between sessions. We do that for a number of reasons, including security and including measuring ads to make sure that the ad experiences are the most effective, which, of course, people can opt out of.
Will Facebook offer to all of its users a blanket opt-in to share their privacy data with any third-party users?
Congresswoman, yes, that's how our platform works. You have to opt in to sign into any app before you use it.
Could somebody call you up and say, I want to see John Kennedy's file?
Absolutely not.
Could you, if not, not... Could you, not would you do it, could you do it?
In theory.
Do you have the right to put my data, a name on my data, and share it with somebody?
I do not believe we have the right to do that.
Do you have the ability?
Senator, the data is in the system, so...
Do you have the ability?
Technically, I think someone could do that, but that would be a massive breach, so we would never do that.
Kill that autoplay.
Who's your biggest competitor?
Oh boy, Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
Who's your biggest?
I think the categories of... Do you want just one? I'm not sure I can give one, but can I give a bunch?
Mm-hmm.
So there are three categories that I would focus on. One are the other tech platforms, so Google, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft. We overlap with them in different ways.
Do they provide the same service you provide?
In different ways... Different
let
parts
me, let me
of
put
it
this
yes.
way. If I buy a Ford and it doesn't work well and I don't like it, I can buy a Chevy. If I'm upset with Facebook, what's the equivalent product that I can go sign up for?
Tweeter.
Well, there's the second category that I was going to talk about.
I'm not talking about categories. I'm talking about is there real competition you face? Because car companies face a lot of competition. If they make a defective car, it gets out in the world, people stop buying that car, they buy another one.
That's
not
true. Is
an alternative to Facebook in the private sector?
People aren't rational.
Yes, Senator. The average American uses 8 different apps to communicate with their friends and stay in touch with people, ranging from texting apps to email.
It's the same service you provide.
Well, we provide a number of different services.
Is Twitter the same as what you do?
It overlaps with a portion
of what we
do. You don't
think you have a monopoly?
It certainly doesn't feel like that to me.
So
this is hilarious.
So
there's 4.5 hours of this if you want to watch.
Oh, I will be doing that at some point. Maybe not all of it.
Because
some of it.
They were very talented app developers who were making good use of our platform and understood our values.
It's a good business decision. My point is that
one
way to regulate a company is through competition, through government regulation. Here's the question that all of us got to answer. What do we tell our constituents, given what's happened here, why we should let you self-regulate? What would you tell people in South Carolina that, given all the things we've just discovered here, it's a good idea for us to rely upon you to regulate your own business practices?
Well, Senator, my position is not that there should be no regulation. Okay. I think the internet is increasingly...
Do you embrace regulation?
I think the real question, as the internet becomes more important in people's lives, is what is the right regulation, not whether there should be or not.
But you as a company welcome regulation?
I think if it's the right regulation, then yes.
You think the Europeans have it right?
I think that they get things right.
Have you ever submitted... That's true. So would you work with us in terms of what regulations you think are necessary in your industry?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you submit to us some proposed regulations?
Yes, and I'll have my team follow up with you so that way we can have this discussion across the different categories where I think that this discussion needs to happen.
Look forward to it.
All right, that's enough public service.
Stare deep into Mark Zuckerberg's lizard eyes and tell me that he's not the most truthful person that you've ever met. So I really encourage everyone to continue to look into this stuff, especially because most people utilize Facebook in some means or another. Not everyone, but I think a lot of people utilize Facebook in a lot of different ways.
My dad does not use Facebook.
And I think it's important to be informed on what kind of stuff is going on in the world and how your information is being utilized and what sort of regulations exist around that stuff.
Yeah.
So check it out. Plus, there's some funnies.
There's some funnies.
There's some funnies.
Hello, microphone.
Yeah, so next up, like I said, we had, James came by this weekend and he was talking about doing noise rock stuff. And I was like, I'm going to listen to some noise rock.
Noise rock.
And it was only half intentional that I did this because the other one was, so I own 2 shirts by this band.
Really?
They're both my dad's that he gave to me, but they're cool looking, so I wear them sometimes.
Neat.
And I wore it to class. And my friend was like, oh, I really like your shirt. And I was like, oh, thank you. It's a cool shirt. And I was like, I wonder what shirt I'm wearing. And it was a Melt Banana shirt. So I was like, I'm going to check out some Melt Banana.
Oh, what?
Melt Banana.
Melt Banana?
That's the name of the band.
All right.
And
I've never seen you wear a Melt Banana shirt.
Oh, well, you don't pay attention enough.
I'm also not here.
That's fair. Anyway, so this is some weird stuff.
What does the shirt look like?
It looks like Melt Banana Tour shirt. Looks like none of these. It kind of looks like that one, but not really.
Melt Banana.
Melt Banana. Anyway, when we look at things, here's a song by Melt Banana.
Melt Banana.
I actually haven't heard this one, but it's one of their more top-rated songs. So I was like, we'll give that a try. All Most right. of their songs are about 1.5 minutes. This song's 4 minutes.
Neat.
So,
Melt Banana.
So yeah, that's Melt Banana.
Melt Banana.
So
Melt Banana?
If you like that, listen to some more.
Melt Banana.
Anyway, now to calm you down, here's the soothing sounds of Ween.
Oh man.
The Ocean Man.
Here we go.
Ocean Man.
Soothing sounds of Ween, as featured in the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Oh, good thing you brought that up.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
we'll find out. Anyway,
I will.
This band changed their name, and I don't know why.
I actually don't know why either, but they did, and I dig the new name, I guess.
It's okay. I mean, old name didn't mean anything. Their new name doesn't mean anything. It's just kind of like...
It's just different now.
Yeah.
But these guys were one of my favorite bands that were doing stuff. I like them a lot. They're called Japanese Girls, and now they're called Hotel Mira. And they released a new song to celebrate, I guess. And it's pretty good, so I think we're going to listen to it.
Well, I mean, we are, because it's on the playlist. But yeah. Here's 3 a.m. Lullaby.
3 a.m. Lullaby.
Something tells me it's not quite going to be a lullaby.
It's pretty loud.
So catch some Z's and enjoy.
Yeah.
Someone's gotta come and kill the pain. Something
So that's Japanese Girls, now known as Hotel Mira.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that song.
It's fun.
It's a good time. I'm excited to see what their album is going to be.
Well,
because I'm sure they're doing one.
Well, I figure if they're going to change their name,
yeah,
you gotta do something. You can't just make moves and then do nothing. That's sad.
Yeah.
So there's one more official song. This song is by a group called Jurassic 5, which I found out about literally today talking to Nestor during the print. We did a collaboration with the printmaking studio.
Yeah,
which
I saw that on Snapchat with like octopuses and stuff.
Yeah, there's all kind of stuff. But
I saw a lot of it on Ricky's Snapchat.
It was, there you go. because he did the octopus with Sammy.
Yeah.
But
oh, that was with Sammy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like Sammy so much. She's so cool.
Yeah, Sammy's cool. But
I wish I knew her better. I would like she was in my class and I would like talk to her, but she seemed cooler than someone I wouldn't hang out with.
Fair enough.
Or I didn't hang out with much. So, whatever.
But yeah, so I was talking to Nestor. We were talking about, he asked me, because I was wearing my damn shirt this morning.
Damn.
And now I'm wearing...
You're wearing your damn shirt again.
Now I'm wearing my Rick the Jewel shirt. So a lot of rap going on my chest today. But so he's like, oh, did you listen to Untitled and Master by Kendrick? And I was like, oh, yeah, no. Like, I've listened to it a few times, but like, I found it harder because like, it would be stuff that I would like, but because there's no titles of the songs, it was hard for me to keep track. Like, if there was like one, because there's one song that's like three different segments. I really like the middle segment.
Right.
But like, I don't remember what song it is. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, sometimes you're just really in the mood for that stuff. Like, I've been listening to Flatbush Zombies lately, and like, there are times when I'm just straight up in the mood to just listen to Michi Darko just gravel into the mic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wish there was a super cut that was just 40 minutes of just Michi Darko, but there's not. And he was like, oh yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, because like, I never felt this way. There was this group in the early 2000s.
Nestor, does Nestor know Flatbush Zombies?
I don't know. I feel like he probably has heard of them.
Yeah.
I've brought him up a couple times, but either way.
Nestor is a man who knows a lot about music.
He knows a lot about a lot of things.
He makes art and he knows things.
Exactly. Yeah. Those are the two ways to Nestor. But he was like, yeah, there was a group back in the early 2000s called Jurassic 5, and there was one member of the group who also had kind of a unique voice, and I was like, oh, like, I really wish that he would do a solo album. And then he did a solo album, and I was kind of like, yeah, he can't really sustain this for a whole album, but it's still okay. And so I was like,
all right,
Nestor. And then I was like, I'm going to check out Jurassic 5. So I checked out their first album called Quality Control.
Quality Control.
A random song off of that. That's the label that Migos is on now, Quality Control.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a label.
Yeah.
I don't know much about rap labels. Once you get past like Def Jam and Aftermath, I'm like kind of like...
Def Jux?
Yeah, I don't know.
Definitive Jux.
I guess.
That's LP's label.
Okay.
You got TDE.
Right, yeah. That
Kendrick's.
Is that a label or a collective?
Good music. It's both.
All right.
You got good music, that's Kanye's. You got
Good Kid, Mad Tunes.
What? Good Kid, Mad Tunes. I'm blanking on stuff.
Yeah,
at the
I don't
moment,
even know.
But obviously, Shady Aftermath. You got Death Row was around for a while.
Right,
but
Death
not
Row.
There
yeah, that was Suge Knight that made that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, there's less emphasis put on labels, I think, than, like, individual artists. But either way, this is a song called The Influence by Jurassic 5 off of Quality Control.
Neato.
And I really like this album. I listened to it today, and so hopefully you will, too.
I'm excited to hear it.
Yo, I create off drum drops and 808 black tops. Grab the mic so you don't react. The double X polo shirt with the hat to match. In fact, we verbally vibrate your track, then crush your confidence like plastic condiments. Build you up to break you down like forgotten monuments. The question is this: will they return with the hot shit or keep it on the low?
Yeah, and for you confused bastards, tune up the blues masters quick to grip the mic, cruise fast and sound clash and critical mass. Pitiful blast have been deflected. Hypodermic vocals are flash, get you infected.
I don't sip on brew, so this bud's for you. Speak what's spoken to whenever you come through. My vibes fill you and turn on your revenue. You run prostitute for little or no new.
Cause a lot of these kids think that commercial is rock and fly suits and jewelry. But we can rock shows with no rehearsal with the rebels of rhythm and you.
Yeah, cause I'm nice, smooth, hard as a bone. Since I pick up the microphone, I'm hotter than brimstone. The razor
sharp crossbow accurate and drop the multiverbal milligram supplement. Plus invent theological word advance. Been too legit to quit before the hammer pans. The heritage, the pen converts words to some and stay blacker than the New York Harlem Renaissance.
No comp, we paint a darker picture in your sector. Perfect verbal architecture, sparking lectures, lyrics infectious. Fuck your Lexus. If you ain't giving God the praise, then it's useless. Like when MCs try to make hits and them shits block. Running races like they was Penelope Pitstop. Envelop the hits, rock bottom. The dish jock got him souped up, but his rhyme is beating his loops up.
Like da da, like da da, dee dee da da, dee dee da da, ba da da dee dee, ba da da dee dee, dee 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 da da. I can see clearly now, top of the pile with my style. Check the profile, it shifts like sundials, crisp like young smiles. We rip and run wild, intent to rock crowds, some bite like rock wilds. Your game is disconnected, misdirected, disrespected. When we come in, expect some next shit. The J-U-R-A, classic cool forte. Get low down and dirty like the Ilmore.
My heart pump the rhythm of the militant street life. Soldier with composure up under the street light. The pro style, prototype, professional, media light, shine bright. Now kill all the bullshit, cheap talk and lip service. Jealousy and envy and undertone curses in your verses serve the purpose of a nigga living nervous, unsure and uncertain, but about the short circuit.
Hey, like da-da, like da-da, dee-dee-dee, da-da, dee-dee-dee, da-da, ba-da-da-dee-dee, ba-da-da-dee-dee, dee-dee-dee, da-da. Like da-da, like da-da, dee-dee-dee, da-da, dee-dee-dee, da-da, ba-da-da-dee-dee, ba-da-da-dee-dee, dee-dee-dee, da-da.
Hey yo, my gift to gab should be sold in bags. Boost up the price tag, make a whack rapper mad. Rely on my right side, securing our tape tight. Tasty tangibles to your man, I'm yeah. Easily, tune to me, cleverly swelling my treasury. Vocal pedigree for you critics who try to measure me. But leisurely, I'm about to run you down my resume. Had a bundle of struggle from birth to my present day.
Your love don't compute, perhaps you need a boost. A magical flute, some nose candy to chew. Before you get loose, express and tell the roof. You claim you got the juice, but you lame and out the loop.
So I associated myself with fossilized figures. Crack the summer sizzler, hit the real live niggas. My influences, gunshots and trauma units. Street trends, what material world friends.
Like da da,
like da da, ba dee dee da da, ba dee dee da da, ba da da dee dee, ba da da dee dee, dee 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 da da.
Like da da,
like da da, ba dee dee
da da, ba dee dee da da, ba da da dee dee,
ba da da dee dee, dee 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 da da.
Hey, I'm Sean Lennon, and you're listening to Jurassic
5!
Yo, you must have did see a pretty coffin where you're like. Because if you test the champion, man, you're going to die tonight.
All right.
All right. So that is
our show. That is it for our regularly scheduled programming.
That's right, as always. Also, I just wanted to
ending like almost an hour and a half late.
As it happens.
Yeah, but whatever.
So we have one more song. I had a thing I wanted to play, but it's fine. Garber wanted to listen to some Logic, but he hasn't heard this album, so I picked a Logic song. It's Under Pressure, Logic's best album, in my personal opinion.
I mean, I'm sure it is. I just haven't gotten to it.
It's his first album. It should be the first one you listen to.
I listened to Bobby Tarantino first because my friend showed me a song off of it. I was foolish. I dig this. I'm going to listen to the rest of it. It's like 25 minutes long. Who cares?
Yeah, it's just not that good.
All right.
I'm just saying, listen to Under Pressure, then go back to Bobby Tarantino. They're two different things, but like,
all right.
I think Under Pressure is his best piece of work.
Okay.
So anyway, we're gonna start at the place where you would naturally start, and that's the end.
Okay.
So the song is called Till the End, and hopefully you enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's the type of shit that they read about. Like Chris said, I gotta bleed it out. I've been in the zone, I can't be without this real shit that I be about. I'm a visionary that's long term, but Def Jam said they needed that. If I rush the shit, I might be without, but I need a vision, can't see without. I've been patient, never complacent. Left the underground when I left the basement, that's renovation. I spit this verse like a revelation. On the road with Kid Cudi and B.I.G. Conversations with no ID. Who made hits with Ye, got hits with Jay. Now you wanna fuck around and make hits with me. If it's meant to be, then it's meant to be. Can't express what that meant to me, what it mean to me. Man, I swear this shit like a dream to me. me what it seemed to be is so different now. Everything is so different now. I've been there and I've done that. Tell them all that I run that. That's a fun fact. And I'm back again cause I love this shit. Write it down and they publish it. I went 5 years without a publicist cause the word of mouth, they in love with this. I've been dreaming, I've been scheming. Went away a while but I've been fiending. I miss the fan but they know the deal. Been that away before the deal. Now the music got mass appeal. My main girl got ass appeal. I can feel the vibe, that's the main theme. Little fish that went mainstream. Now I'm big as fuck. My whole city, they know what's up. I'm unseen and I'm in the cut about extra shit. I don't give a fuck. When I'm on the phone, don't interrupt. If I'm talking business, I might erupt. If you're at the show, put your lighter up. Fuck with me if you're really about it. Outsiders, I can do without it. I crept in, got slept on, sold out shows. No one knew about it. When it comes to fucks, I get too about it. Yo, cosign, I can do without it. Okay, last verse, I gotta make it count. Won't speak on my bank account. So many commas, I'd have to pause. And I can't afford to just waste the bars. Every day, boy, I thank the Lord. I got a lot of problems, but can have more. Wish I spoke to my dad more, my jeweler less. I've been hungry like Budapest. Tell me who the best. Don't give a fuck, I just know I'm blessed. Love life, even though I'm stressed. This business, boy, I swear, test. Tell Def Jam if they don't cut the check, I send Chris to go cut they neck. I love the building, no disrespect. But y'all better ride when I'm in effect. That's radio, that's TV. But visionary got the internet. If y'all fuck around and try to throw the ball to another artist, I'ma intercept. This my time. Put half a mil of my own money in this album, that's my dime. No rap features, just my rhymes. My story, it's all mine. From the basement to the stadium, from the Roxy to Palladium. I've been there and I've done that. Yes, I run that with this pretty girl on my floor. Half naked playing Connect Four. But I've been trying to throw sex out the window just to connect more. She's so fine. Type of girl I wanna fuck a mind and then unwind with some slow head. All my homies like, go ahead. Anyway, it's been a long time and this here's been a long rhyme. So I gotta go, it's logic. The one nobody would vouch for. How's that sh- for an outro?
Everybody, for listening to yet another episode of Two Dat. Thank you, Garber.
Yes.
For coming in.
You're welcome.
And making it a great show.
I love all
it's
of
good
you.
Having this dynamic energy in the booth. I missed it, but
that's all.
That's all, folks. You know, Two Dat. See you again next week.
Two dudes assorted tunes.
Swag, swag, Lego. Hey, hey, hey.
This concludes the Under Pressure program.
I'm goofy.